Hey, Game Bucks here. Mottman episode 173. I'm joined as always by Texas. We gotta get some more guests now that we do it on Twitch, right? We just do pop-up Mottman. We gotta schedule some guests or some shit. Don't we, Tex? Do people just not like us anymore?
I mean,
or we just don't ask them.
We don't ask. I haven't asked them. I'm pretty sure people get on the live stream and do this. You know, they gotta be a little more cautious about what they say, you know? Because live adds a different element to it. It's more dangerous.
Yeah, I'll just yell at my assistant to delete the VOD if anything ever goes crazy. nobody can clip it then. We're perfect.
All right.
Shit's, yeah. So do we can go wild. Long, we can say whatever we want, man. Actually,
delays.
Don't do that. Don't get me suspended on Twitch, please. I don't need that right now. That's all I got, man. That's all I fucking got. All right. So, we got a patch. We're going to talk about MUD itself through the first month versus gameplay. We're talking about flashbacks, veterans, heavyweights, O-lineman abilities, limited time bow in the 10-year promo, QB blast and regs and fast break, double team still getting beat with pass blocking, and, you know, just go over our first month impressions, like I said. So that's the agenda for Mottman 173. Tex, talk to me about this patch. Love it, hate it. What up?
I'm not really, like, that mad about this patch, right? I don't know if this patch did anything that's, like, affecting this game. Like in a negative way from what it was before, right? I feel like this patch did absolutely nothing besides just add the double team feature and add office lineman abilities.
Yeah, the one thing that they did screw up, which is one of the few things they screwed up. So there's a little bit, we're talking about offensive linemen and their abilities and them nerfing secure protector, which we hate. But otherwise, the thing that they really like screwed up was the double tap in the lineup, and they just repatched it today. Mm-hmm. So that stuff, it was broken, then they repatched it. So like, a lot of the community hates patches because what we've seen in the past with the fall forward glitch and everything is kind of a nightmare to deal with as a player, and it takes them a while to fix it. But the patch right now, what they've shown in the patches this year, in my opinion, has improved the game. I'm not getting disconnects nearly as much as I used to. So in my opinion, the patches have made Madden better. As much as the community doesn't want you to believe that, I do fully believe the game is better than it was when it launched. What do you think? Better or worse?
Well, I feel like, because I wasn't really disconnected on PS4, so I don't know if that's like an Xbox thing or anything along the lines like that. I have seen some disconnects still happening when I watch people on stream where they'll get into a game and they'll just get kicked out of it. But
I've definitely had that myself lately, mm-hmm. but not nearly as much as I have.
Yeah, yet. So I don't know if that was just something to do with like the server stability, because I didn't have an issue at all, except for that one day on PS4 when they blamed Sony's like infrastructure essentially for the reason why it was crashing, and it was something to do with EA. But when I was on PS4 earlier, I had no issues at all. So I don't think the patch really fixed any of that, because I mean, it might have, but I doubt that's the case at all. But in terms of gameplay, well, I was like, I'm still doing what I was doing before. I can't spam stiff arm anymore, so it just kind of changed how I play. In terms of like, well, I've got a bruising background here, but yeah, I don't think this patch did as much negative to the game as people made it out to be.
Yeah, like I know they fixed some things, changed a little bit the gameplay balance. What portions of gameplay balance do you think they still have left to fix? Like, what is still broken in your mind, i.e. zones? So don't say zones. We know zones are broken. What else?
Offensive lineman blocking. Still.
Like run blocking, pass blocking, all that shit?
I made the mutt ready today because of bad blocking, if you want to look that up on your
I saw that. Yeah. You made number one on the subreddit. Nice work, dude.
I didn't even post that shit. My right tackle still right. Do right in front, right bottom. Still think offensive lineman blocking. I think since they kind of nerfed like secure protector with the new edge protector and all that stuff, like I feel like they, I don't know if they unknowingly did something, because it seems like now a lot of guys are like, my one-on-ones are solid, but if there's a double team, it seems to get split a lot more. I don't know if you noticed it or not.
Yeah.
No.
Like, so, like, with that, I'm glad that you didn't post your own thing to, like, it wasn't the Texas boy, it was that Colorado boy, which is totally not you, promoting your own content. I saw it. Yeah. Congratulations to that Colorado boy for posting it and doing really well with it.
Appreciate that. That's a good memory.
But, like, I see, like, there's so many things that, like, still have issues that are legacy. Like, linebackers unable to react to the proper hole to go to, the pursuit angles. Mm-hmm. Gap filling is, like, the worst. That it's still not any good. But you're right with, like, offensive linemen. Like, it's so hard to fix, because if they fix it on one side, if players actually play their gap defense, like their responsibilities IRL, running becomes all of a sudden hard to do because you're still missing blocks as linemen, not offensive linemen. So, like, if they're going to fix gap assignments, they're going to fix defensive players that actually do their job, they also have to fix offensive linemen, because right now the game is balanced around both sides being broken and not playing correctly. So it's a hard thing to do to say, hey, fix blank, because then all of a sudden you got an unbalanced gameplay, because one side is just so much better than the other. So I feel like we might have to suffer through this if they ever actually fix one of them. Just something being overpowered or underpowered for a long time until they can fix the other side of the ball. But I'm not saying that's an excuse they should use, as that's absolutely pathetic that two sides of it broken in order to properly balance a game. So with that said, in my opinion, double teams are split too often, and we're going to talk about that. I guess we'll talk about it right now. Why do you think double teams are? It's so much easier for like defensive linemen to split them than it is like single one on one pass blocking, well, run blocking.
Probably a lot of things that go into it because it's all about the animations, right? I don't know if there's enough two linemen blocking animations in this game. I feel like there's a certain one, and you have to be in a certain position for it to kind of trigger. But you rarely see double teams. Like, I'm watching you play solo right now. Guys are, like, running, like, by people, not engaging and stuff. But, like, you rarely see, like, double teams just initiate down. If it could be two receivers, one DB, they're just – one's going to block that guy. That's why it's going to go to the next guy. Like, so I think that's probably why we don't really see – we see a lot more splits because the pass-off system mixed in with not enough animations equals a guy just running through both of them.
Yeah.
Because you should – theoretically, if they're rushing three people and you got – six people blocking those three people, you should have all the time in the world because it's advantages there. But for some reason, your left tackle, your right tackle blocking some elite pass rushers by themselves, and your center and right guard just can't get to, they can't mash up properly, and the guy just runs right through them and gets sacked. They could be people thinking that EA with the conspiracy stuff where they just they nerf the, what do you call it, the strength of it just based off of wanting you to go by an ability, which I doubt that's the case, but we have seen them kind of change the game up in the past when new cards come out.
Yeah, do you think, like, so they didn't mention anything about high points or anything, where they buffed high points and they slightly nerfed where the receiver's up in the air and the knockout chance. So it's like, it's kind of weird for that, and we didn't even see like a Megatron come out, because last time they did that, a Megatron come out. Do you think we're getting like a Megatron next week then? Like, are they just hiding it for a week in the patch? Like, and why don't they tell us everything that's in the patch in their patch notes?
I doubt they know everything's Nate Patch knows, to be honest with you. I feel like they know what they want to address, and they may unknowingly touch something up and just not communicate it properly. So they probably don't know what's going on there. So that's probably my best guess, is that like somebody tweaked something here and didn't like get approval for it, or somebody was told to do something and they just never wrote it down. Because I mean, if you think about it, a lot of these guys don't know what's going on. Like, look at the solo challenge they have in the game. Some of these solo challenges are literally impossible to do. Like, block a field goal on that and competitive to try to get the five stars.
Don't you just go off sides and block it like that?
You could do that, but not a lot of people know that you can do that. So I'm just like, this EA, like, if EA probably kept track of this stuff, they would basically be able to know like a lot that's going on with the game, but a lot of different people that are basically building it, so they do a lot of stuff unknowingly, I would assume.
Yeah. So we got a lot of questions in chat. Somebody said 19 plays better than 20. Would you agree with that, Tex? 19 is better than 20?
No, I like 20 a lot. 20, the abilities, I think, make 20 fun. I think it makes it fun. I think without the abilities, it probably play very similar to 19.
I think the movement's better in 20, personally, just like less thumbstick stuff. Yeah. But in like some,
I think defense probably.
I guess usering is a little frustrating too. Yeah. Still without the animations, but yeah, it is easier to like throw a level concept and stuff.
I think defense play better in 19. Offense play better in 20.
Yeah. I hate when I block my tight end and the tackle doesn't double. Yeah, that's the worst. Like, you block your tight end, and then you get your tight end going one-on-one against Von Miller.
I had a coaching moment on the stream. I was playing a guy, a subscriber. And he saw I had X-Factors on like Lawrence Taylor, DeMarcus Lawrence. And so he was blocking his tight end. Said, if you block your tight end, bro, double team my right tackle. Like, don't block your tight end because this game sucks and you're going to block Lawrence Taylor by yourself. Like, it makes no sense. Like, why would
it's even worse.
Like, it's instant shits at that point.
Yep.
Do you think
pressure is broken? Broken how?
Well, I think.
Could you say that, Lil Rock?
But real quick, in terms of
yeah,
what's that shit called? Defense last year. Do you prefer last year's defense or this year's defense? Because it seems like this year you cannot click on to tackle nobody. They put you on the wrong guy. Like, you know where got balls going. They put you on the defensive back that's on the other side of the field, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, you can give him a rat catch, aggressive catch. Like, I think last year you had more player control on defense, whereas this year you don't. How do you feel about that? Or do you agree with
that? Can you say that? Wait, say that last part again?
I
didn't hear you.
Do you think that last year we had more player control on defense than we do this year?
No.
No?
What do you mean? What do you mean more player control on defense?
I feel like I know where a guy's running with the ball, and I know I want to go tackle him, but it just seems like if he just goes inside just like a click, you're just going to miss the damn tackle every single time.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like we don't have the suction
Yeah, we
tackles.
don't have
Like
the
I.
defense is like it's like harder this year in terms of like what your players can and can't do.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a problem with that.
You know?
Yeah, like without the suction tackle's the worst. The only issue I have with the lack of suction tackle is that you can't really like touch him when you're behind him, which really is
Yeah.
frustrating.
See, I don't mind the suction tackle that much because that shit was annoying, but it's nothing's more frustrating when you're literally next to the guy and you just like you're touching shoulder pads and you just can't do anything about it. It's like,
Yeah,
what
that is
is
the
this?
worst. I agree.
So
Yeah.
I kind of think I'd rather the suction tackle back, but is it because it's open to running game up so much? Because dudes will literally run into traffic and nobody can tackle with that guy. Like I've seen guys just hold right bumper, run the ball literally into a damn a hole of just bodies, and then they somehow score out of it for a touchdown because you just no animations.
I think running game needs to be tuned a little bit. I know there's run D, but it's kind of like whack run D. You got to kind of like confuse the offensive line into blocking bad. But like as for like just being able to squirt out and that kind of stuff, like I think with my team, because I have such high block shed, I don't have the same problems a lot of other people have. And I think it's like terrible that like you need to rely on random block sheds instead of like solid run defense with like gap responsibilities and stuff in order to kind of defend the run. So like running sucks and it's harder to tackle. So you see a lot more runners online than you used to. And I think it lowers the skill gap. Do you think Madden 20 is a lower skill gap than 19? I know Savage has been on about that for a lot of things between the run game and a lot of like lack of animations there, getting user picks. And like there's more animations for like knockdown. So that way, like if you're in position to get a user pick, the wide receiver will just like knock it down. Like they're gonna play DB. It's realistic, but it allows people to get bailed out. So do you think there's like less user skill in 20 than 19?
Less user skill in 20. I don't think there's less user skill. I think the skill is in terms of like you're saying that it's harder to user this year.
No, it's easier to like win games if
Okay.
you're a lower skill player.
This is where I think it is with the abilities, obviously, because like certain abilities are just overpowered on certain individuals. So like I've been seeing everybody like run Zeke in like the red teams, just spamming X the entire time, just punching guys to the face because he has armbar. So I think a person, if they know who they have and their personnel, they know what they're good at, they can just spam one play. I mean, Vic said he played a game earlier that he's gonna upload where with a certain running back, he scored over double digit touchdowns running one play.
Well, who was he playing against?
It was like three different people.
Really?
It was
Running one play.
it wasn't just one game, it was like three different people. So yeah, I don't want to spoil his gameplay, but yeah, he said like so. I feel like if you have the player, you can literally like if you know how to spam stuff, like you can win games easier this year because like as a defense, like you know what a guy's gonna do, but if you can't stop him because your players are just not reacting or you're not driving where you want them to, it just kind of gets frustrating. So I think an average player can beat a great player this year just based off of luck.
Oh, definitely. And the fumble rate being super high too. Somebody says they like the fumble rate because it forces the player to get down and out of bounds. Sometimes you're getting sucked into like multiple animations where your player stands up, or I don't know, because the hit stick, we're talking about suction tackles, the hit stick definitely has a suction animation this year, and it's frustrating to have that happen to you. Like you make them miss on a hit stick and then like you run around them, then all of a sudden like some sort of forces, some magnetism, I don't know who would it be, like North and the South Pole get together and they just snap too. So like hit sticks are easier than it feels like ever before this year.
I feel like I feel like when they land there, I don't know. Cause I feel at the same time like, when I'm playing online, right? I'm trying to like put the into words. I've missed so many hit sticks where I think last year I wasn't missing as much. But when you hit stick that person, they do fumble the ball a lot more. So it's probably why you think it's a little bit more like easier. But I miss a lot of hits. I probably land like 25% of my hit sticks. That's probably on
Really?
the high end. Like whereas I felt like last year I landed a lot more because of the actually physical, like the animations that kind of sucks you into that tackle.
And you miss more this
I
year.
miss a yeah. I go from a lot. I try whenever I see somebody running a drag over instant. They just run straight or they just fucking just run backwards and just that's all it is. So
Sounds like you need to get good.
I need to. I'm only 8-1 week in league. I'm struggling.
I got a hit stick from behind today. Yeah, hit sticks come from everywhere. I've seen like some people are just like really good at hit sticking and stuff, and it's like no matter what you do, like, they'll suction you right into it. And it's just frustrating as fuck. So I'm gonna have to disagree with you. I think hit sticks are easier than ever in this year's game, but c'est la vie, right? So with that, the patch, they nerfed a lot of things that we haven't seen in Mutt yet. Like, they nerfed the protected chemistry. They nerfed what's the other, the fast break. So the fast break, I heard, is a little overpowered, like QB blast and regs. Like, just the quarterback just takes off like he shot out of a cannon. Do you think they need to, like, take away some of these abilities from mobile quarterbacks, like Steve Young's escape artist? They need to nerf it, because we saw, hey, thanks for subbing, Tweets by Davis.
18 months with the Fox.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, 18 months, hell yeah, bud. So, like, do you think they need to nerf escape artists and the other mobile quarterback abilities in order? Because, like, before this year's game, we both said how incredible it is to actually have non-mobile quarterbacks be the wave, like the Tom Brady's actually be competitive. And it seems like everybody right now, like, if you're running Steve Young, you're running the best guy. If you're running anybody else, you're kind of falling behind, because they put, like, the best abilities behind high overall, like, is like protected behind a 95 overall, which we don't have a quarterback at that level right now.
Yeah.
So, like, it's still the same old Mutt with we got, like, Steve Young, because of the testing that Chaos did. Sorry, let me get back to that. He is as fast as a 99-speed quarterback behind line of scrimmage. I know a lot of people are freaking out on Michael Vick, but he's going to be the same speed at 99-speed or whatever speed he's going to get as Steve Young with escape artist. So, like, there's going to be nothing different between the Vick and the Young behind line of scrimmage. So that's, like, I'm not as fearful as Vick as a lot of other people are, because we already have Vick in the game called Steve Young. So, like, with that, should they nerf escape artist? Should they just take it out of the game? Like, why is escape artist giving us these superhero powers that are just overpowered? Because I think that's the biggest problem with these abilities. There are meta abilities, because there's some that are just so much more powerful than others. So what's the fix, Tex?
They got to take it out of the game, or they got to, like, do a mode where you can't use abilities at all. Like, I don't think, like, people like
that. That's like salary cap, because it's so, or draft, because it's so impossible to get those guys, right?
Yeah, like, just, or like house rules, because I feel like people want to play the game, but, like, with the players that they got, but in terms of what they can do, because if they get rid of the card, bro, or they nerf it, if they nerf that card, I want my money back for buying the Legends bundle. I want my train back for powering them up. I want my coins back for buying Steve at the auction. But I want all that shit back, because you can't nerf.
They already did that, and the community outside of me didn't say shit.
The last
patch nerfed that shit, and I went on a fucking psycho spree, but nobody else cared.
I didn't mind the last patch, I guess, not nerfing stiff arms. They didn't really nerf stiff arms, right? It just made counters to it, so you can't spam.
No, they nerfed pin and pull guru. That was 1,500 fucking training.
See, yeah, but I'm pretty sure, I think Jason talked about my graphics guy. He sent me a message saying, well, no, this is something else for the actual other mess that they made, where they accidentally put chemistries on cards they couldn't buy, abilities on cards you couldn't actually pay for, or couldn't actually get. So they're doing a refund for that, but I guess I don't know why they're not doing a refund for pin and pull guru. Like, they should give you... Because I think right now they're doing the training back plus 20%, at least for the...
And they're not doing it for the... They gave the wrong people the training back.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. So they should do that, because, like, I feel like if you nerf something, it can't just be just training, though, because, like, people only got those cards for some reason. I know people only got the... what's that boy's name? The John Randall for the, like, elite pass rusher, whatever, ability. Like, that should be literally coins back as well. But I talked to an EA, like, I told one of those EA help accounts and stuff, and the reason why they can't go there and contact them and try to get refunds on stuff is because apparently they can't track in-game purchases. So I don't know I doubt we're ever going to see refunds unless EA, like, comes out and says we're going to give you a refund for this. So if they nerf escape artists, bro, we all should be clamoring for, like a million coins back in Mud. I spent a million coins against Steve Young, powered up all the way to his 91 overall.
You know how much you are going to get back based off what just happened in this last patch?
Nothing.
Exactly. Why didn't we argue more in this last patch? Why are you okay with them doing that for some but not another?
What are you doing for me? I'm not okay with it at all. I feel like it's a patch. They should get everybody a training back. If they nerf something and they make it worse, they should give you everything you put into that card back. Or give you an option just to replace that card with somebody else. Like, oh, I got this John Randall for this reason. Well, I paid a million coins for this card. Or I got this left guard Bruce Matthews for this pin and pull guru. Now I can't even use it properly because you nerfed to 50%. So they should let if they do something where it affects your decision making, because would you have gotten that card if it was nerfed? No, you wouldn't have, because it's not gonna play as good. So if they do something like that, we all should be sending Kralo as many meshes as possible, because he's the one that can relay the message that we can actually get something to happen, because going to EA helps not going to get the job done.
Like I'm saying, this already happened and we're not doing it.
Well, I don't think a lot of people. I think about it is I think only people that have those are like top end players. Like, no, not too many people who are like on the lower end have that. And I feel like we should all kind of get on the same page. It's kind of like, well, it didn't happen to me because I couldn't afford that car. So, haha, you should have powered him up. Blah 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 nonsense.
Yeah, that's a lot of human nature. Yeah. If it's not, it doesn't affect me, I don't care.
Resentfulness and all that stuff for just like having something they don't have right now. So we should definitely like group together, because if they do this again, like if they nerf escape artists, like bruh, would you have Steve Young otherwise? Because I don't really use edges like that.
No,
I don't like. First of all, I don't like left-handed quarterbacks. I don't even like using Vic and Madden. But like in terms of you wouldn't have Steve Young. I wouldn't have Steve Young without escape artists, because he's basically every other quarterback in this game. I'd rather use like the Mahomes that's with preloaded with the abilities and pay a million coins for the card I already have.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I would probably have Kurt Warner if Steve Young wasn't in the game.
But you have to have Steve Young, because basically everybody with their overpowered defensive lineman abilities, he kind of allows you to not have to waste some of them on your linemen.
Still, I'm still proud that I called the meta, two metas right in a row, going from the heavy blitz 3-4 cover zero shit to just rush three and drop everybody in coverage. I like I got criticized. I saw on the Mutt Reddit for saying I fear for the future of this game when it's all just D line abilities. Now they added and it's three just rushes with D line abilities, because it makes the game so much easier to play on defense. But now everybody we have all these offensive line abilities. Do you think that the offensive line abilities were needed, or was secure protector, should that just have been that fine? Should secure protector just have stayed and we shouldn't have gotten more offensive line abilities?
Secure protector should have stayed and we should have gotten like other stuff, because what is secure protector now if it's not like it's just cheaper edge protector? So secure protector works.
I have no fucking clue, because they haven't come up with a spreadsheet yet about like what these things do.
It's literally another way they can just make money off of us by making us buy these abilities and test them out, or to just prevent stuff from happening. Even though I had edge protector on my left tackle and he can't block one-on-one Von Miller for 2 seconds. He literally gets shed thrown to the ground. So it doesn't even work actually.
Yeah.
Like,
so
it's just one of these things where it's just like, did they test this before they put into the game? Like, was this something they...
Because Sav did test it, and it was shit. All the abilities were really shit.
Yeah,
versus the D-line ability.
Yeah, so it's like they put them in a game, but do they actually work is what the question is. So I think I'm cool with it being in the game, because more offensive line abilities are better. But at the same damn time, they kind of nerf offensive linemen. So I don't know if you noticed or not, like 90 overall players get, I think, three abilities in a superstar X-Factor, right?
Yeah.
Right? That it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Offensive linemen 90 overall and get two.
Really?
So
it's kind of strange.
I don't know what overall alignment has to be to get three abilities. So they could have put, so if you basically you got to put identifier on one of them and then secure protector or edge protector on another one. Like, you can't like kind of stack these stuff up to kind of prevent yourself. So you got to like choose which one, how you want to harm yourself on the offensive drive for an ability that doesn't actually seem to work. Not a fan of that. Not a fan of how the offensive linemen are not programmed the same in terms of the other skill position players are, because it's just that support.
Cause that seems like an error, right? Oh, thanks Shamrock for subbing. So weird that you pointed it out, because I didn't even notice. Let me take a look at my lineman currently.
Yeah, I have 90 overall on Jordan Gross, and he only gets two abilities, no X factor at all. I think lineman should probably
even powered him up. Probably, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, Panther fan. I'm stupid.
Don't make those decisions.
Well, yeah, it's just like, I mean, he's a 90 overall, and he does not get the things that I would want him to get, like, in terms of the two abilities. Like, I feel like if you power a card up, you should probably get, like, I should also do X-Factors as well on those cards, but...
Right, Gerdorf only gets two also.
Yeah, maybe an extra ability. So it's, like, weird, whereas, like, you can do... I think Marcus Allen's 89 got three, didn't he? Or he got two? I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's kind of stupid, right? Like, so that could be an oversight by EA, or that could be by design. Because I would love to put three abilities on my left tackle. But we didn't even get to the most overpowered offensive lineman ability. How do you feel about the, was it threat detector?
Yeah. So apparently I like is that 90 awareness or above? They haven't done the spreadsheet yet. We get threat detector.
Yeah. So I think only one person in the game, actually, I think two people in the game get it. I think it's Bruce Matthews.
Did Munoz get it this weekend?
No, Munoz kid. I think it's Bruce Matthews and Matt Burke. Matt Burke powered him against it, I believe.
Really?
Time to power Matt Burke. Let's take a look at Munoz. Let's power Matt Burke.
Whenever a left tackle... We'll get it. That's when I'm going to invest into that left tackle. So right now I got the Gross too, which is like, you know, one of the best left tackles in the game. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I can't wait till once a left tackle gets it, because then you can do both like secure protector or whatever and that. And it's, you know, I think it's pretty stupid. I personally think it's a bad idea for a chem to be able to see what the defense can do. Like, what's next? A defensive chem for, like, when Ed Reed comes out, where you can see the offensive wide receivers and what routes they run? Like, that's kind of weird, right? Or, like, maybe a run-pass-tell glitch. Instead of being able to, like, exploit EA's programming, they just put in the game and make us pay for it. Like, it feels like we're paying for, like, cheat codes, like wall hacks almost. Like, we can see what the opponent's doing. That seems weird, right? I'm fine with identifier to see what the opponent's on, because you can still kind of see that already with, like, what they were moving and stuff. On their linebacker or whatever pre-play. But yeah, seeing what the players on defense are doing, real weird. I think that is something that shouldn't be in the game. And I, like, how much does it actually affect, like, the meta at the moment? Because the meta right now is just rush three, drop everybody. But now there's, like, there's no counterplay anymore. Like, we see, like, you can't surprise somebody with a blitz, which is the weirdest, which I think is wrong. That's not the chess game that I want to play. I want Madden to be like the NFL and have counterplays. There is no counterplay when you can literally see where their queen's going to move. Mm-hmm. So, Tex, what do you think?
Hello?
What? Tex, can you hear me?
There we go.
Did you hear any of what I said?
How you doing?
Tex, did you hear any of what I said?
I heard what you said. Yeah, it's not. You don't want to play chess when you basically know where the queen's going.
Yeah,
essentially.
What do you think about that?
I don't like that ability at all. I just feel like it's weird, because, like, to get that ability, obviously you have to have a top end center, which will cost you a lot of coins. I feel like if you're spending all the coins on a center in the first place, you're a top end player, right? So why do you need to know who's blitzing? But you pretty much tell everybody about the same three blitzes in the game anyway. Like, it's DB fire press, you got pinch ball going, you got mid blitz, right? It's like obviously other competitive players will, like, blitz the cornerback out of the – they'll go back and forth. But, like, it just seems kind of unnecessary. It seems like something that they added it because it seemed kind of cool. But the fact that it's not necessary, and it just kind of makes the defense, which is already hard enough as it is, even more harder, I'm not behind.
Yeah, somebody asked, what's the ability to do? It allows you to see who's blitzing. Is basically the ability. It's an offensive line ability. I don't think I don't think you can do it on any other position, right? You wouldn't be able to put it on a quarterback or anything. Do we know that yet?
Not right now, because that's the new thing they just came out with. That didn't exist until, like, 2 days ago. Yeah. So eventually, we might see a quarterback with that detector, but yeah, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. So, like, do you think EA, like, do you think they'll ever put out a card with, like, an individualistic ability? Would that be a good idea or a bad idea? Like, say Moss comes out and they give him some sort of Moss chem, which makes your aggressive catches better. Would that, like, because a lot of this stuff, like, a lot of people complain, like, hey, a lot of these abilities are just taken over by stats. Like, the offensive line, pass blocking, double team, run blocking abilities, just be like, how good they are stat-wise. But we don't see that. That's not how the game's playing. So, like, should they do that with individual cards, too, when they come out? Like, Ed Reed should have, like, you can read the wide receiver's routes. Like, something stupid like that, like I just said. Like, will EA do something like that?
I don't know. I would hope so.
You like that?
Fox?
Yeah, you can't hear me?
No, like, it's like, it's going staticky in and out. It's really weird. Discord's like a weird site.
Yeah.
All right, we're good, though. I guess
blitz,
I can hear you now.
Blitz detector is something – somebody in chat said, blitz detector is something that offensive linemen practice in real life. Coming from a college offensive lineman, I can detect a blitz before the snap because I'm taught pre-snap indicators such as open gaps, linebackers in the toes, and even eyes. The thing is, like, I know what you're saying, but that should be something that Madden shows. Like, you guys ever faced loop blitzes in years past? You can tell a loop blitz is coming because that exact same thing, because the linebacker is creeping on his toe, he's shifting down a little bit. Like, that indicator is fine. But having a graphic on screen where you don't have to do any thinking is different. I think that's people's problems. The fact that they're these guys that are creeping towards the line of scrimmage are just like, in, like, you could tell that, and that's like user skill and recognition. But, like, just the game telling you it's different.
Yeah, I understand. You being able to identify is cool and relaying it to your quarterback, but in terms of Madden, like, it shouldn't exist. Like, you shouldn't just like I said, defense is already hard enough as it is. It's already hard enough as it is, and just being able to identify without the person doing anything besides just buying the ability is kind of like not. It's not kosher, man. I don't like that at all. I'm gonna get it though, because who cares? I might as well just use it while it's in the game. But it's something they probably should have, like, instead of just springing it on us, they probably should have brought it out. Because they talk about all these overpowered abilities and why they, like, took Protected out early from Mud because they wanted to tonight. But then they just keep dropping overpowered abilities into the game. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Like, what do you call it? What's that shit called? The pass rush moves, power specials, and whatever. Those are so overpowered. So overpowered. And they didn't have a counter for it. And then they had a counter. Then they added one later on the line. And it's not really a counter for it because it didn't seem to do anything besides just.
Well, technically, Secure Protector was the counter for it until this latest patch, where it feels like Secure Protector took a nerf. A lot of competitive players are complaining that Secure Protector is worse now. I've been, like, I haven't had that much pressure against me that I'm not used to. I don't know if it's because I get the ball out a little bit quicker, but I do still run some crossing patterns, but most of my pressure is coming up the middle, it feels like, a lot of times, versus off my right tackle, Deerdorf, who has it. My left tackle doesn't have it. And Jordan Gross seems to be playing fine for me so far. I know next game I'm just going to get exposed, but regardless, you can always like double team the left tackle. I think that was a great feature in the patch is the double team. And
that's the best thing about the patch.
Yeah.
There's a double team aspect of it. I also know this one patch though, like with linemen blocking, like if I don't slide with the way I'm running, they don't block correctly. I was running inside zone and both my instead of running like a what you call like a zone concept for inside zone, my left guard would pull behind my center like he was doing a power run play.
My
right guard would go down the field.
So I gotta go test this.
Slip left, they actually would go left.
Really?
But yeah, it was my center would take on the D tackle, my left guard and right guard would go fucking the opposite way of the inside zone. So
that's insane. I know there was rumors for years that worked. But if that actually freaking works like that,
you should try it, man. You should try that now. I'm mad it took away the pinch though, because I did like pinching in the goal line. But yeah, in terms of blocking, that was when I slide left or right from running inside the zone, I actually get better blocking. My guys actually go the way I want them to go.
Obey has a really hot take. Madden is not football anymore. To be honest, was Madden ever football? But we complained a lot of things out of the game that made it good. So do you blame the community for complaining about bad things in the game, like some people do in Twitch chat? Or do you blame the developers for fucking things up?
I blame the developers. I'm not blaming people, man. People know what they want. I'm blaming developers for not being able to deliver on what people want. Like, that's all I got. Yeah. Well, I can't blame developers. I blame EA as a whole, right? Because they got all the money in the world to, like, make this game great, but they don't want to put the money into it. They kind of like it as what it is right now because it's still making the money without costing it that much, because they could easily fix a lot of the stuff by just, I don't know, throwing money at their funding, like just so we can get more developers or more coders down there to fix a lot of stuff. They could start the game over and start building from start with the legacy. I'm tired of hearing about legacy issues in this fucking game. Tired of it. I'm tired of stuff that should have been patched out of the game 3 years ago, but making its way back into the game. Like the fact that you can still go off sides and block somebody's field goal going into the half. And they don't get points for that. That should not be in the game anymore. So that's something to do with the developers, not something to do and EA itself, not something to do with the fans complaining.
I'm not really seeing the slide thing that you're talking. So I'm testing it out in practice mode right now, as everybody in the stream sees.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing the slide thing. I'm not seeing any differences in my inside zones.
I'm gonna show you what was going on. Maybe my players are just being stupid, but it's also Mutt though. Mutt plays differently in every other mode. You know that.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, a lot of what we complain about is, like, hey, can you make zones play properly? Can you make man-match play properly so they don't get one played that easily? Can you, you know, do, like, fix offensive line blocking? And they're not able to do it. So, like, there's some things that it's 100% easy to see the devs just can't do it. Like, to blame the community, be like, oh, the community complains and that's when they change it and it's worse. That's, like, such, like, a scapegoat. That EA loves when the community turns on each other, right? Isn't that like EA like slipping a little bit of the responsibility? Like, I know we all want to say, oh, other people caused this, but no, we got to keep blaming the right source, the developers, and the choices they make in both funding the gameplay team and, you know, choosing not to fund the gameplay team, which is kind of where it leaves the game right now. So, anyways, yeah, I'm not seeing your slide left. Maybe I got to try a different inside zone. Which yeah, I will do right here, but
I'm trying to find a play for you right now. Real quick, why this is something to do with this random? I just thought of like watching this gameplay. Why are there some audibles or some like flip of the play or just motion that affects your defense? Like, what's going on?
That's another thing. That's like sometimes, like obviously, if you go from a tight set to a wide set, your defense will move. But they like similar thing, and it gets bugged out against some set where your defense randomly moves in order to like keep up their like alignment. You know what I mean?
Because right, so right there, I was playing the guy earlier, and I ran a wide receiver, I ran a halfback screen, and so he was in man coverage. His fucking man cover guy ran to the middle of the field and left my guy wide open for a touchdown if I threw the ball to him. Just because it was an auto motion. I didn't do it. It was a pre-designed motion, but the dude literally his cornerback ran to the middle of the fucking field. And just to stop, just so he can is that a bug? Like why does this guy not play man in a realistic way? Pre-snap.
Yeah, that sounds like a mega bug. I don't know what else to say.
Happens in zone too. I can get why your guy will follow the guy in man. I can get why, but like in zones though, like I don't understand. Like that happens in zones too. Like a guy got a one play touchdown against me because he ran something where he motioned a guy and like guy came down to play a fucking. He ran to the running back out of the backfield and then went back to play his zone.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, man. That sounds a lot like just Madden bugging out. So if you have a clip of it, definitely send that into like Kralo or Clint so they can fix that shit.
They don't listen to me.
What? Yeah, they do. You exchange more DMs with devs than I do, man.
What you mean? Kralo got me. He don't follow me on Twitter, bro. He don't be listening to me no more.
Oh, really? You gotta do the thing we unfollow and follow, yeah. And to really annoy them.
That's what I'll start doing until they block me.
Yeah, just unfollow, follow. Yeah, just do that. Keep banging them.
Right, I'm trying to find this clip for you. I'll find about it before the stream ends so I can send it over to you and see what I was talking about.
All right. Strong close post route completely killed my cover four for 60 yard bombs. Yeah, I think that's a pin concept though. Those are supposed to be cover four bombs. All right. So, do you think Mutt keeps getting better and better and gameplay gets worse and worse, or do they both get slightly better over time? Like, I think there's that old saying that every reviewer says every year for Madden, solid steps forward. That it's kind of become like everybody's like, oh, that's just what the hell? That's such a small thing to say. But it does feel like Madden does take steps forward, but it's still not there. It hasn't arrived as a football game, as a perfect simulation or like a well AI'd games. But the game does get slightly better every year. This is something I've been parroting for a while. I was like, I think this game's better than 19, better than 18, 17, so forth and so on. Like, so it's even though it's the best game of football that we've ever played, in my opinion, of course. The game isn't there for current year. It's not as good as its competitors, like, you know, Fortnite, even though I know a lot of people hate Fortnite now, so that's not a great, I guess, comparison. But why is it that it's only small step forwards every year and not like, where's our giant leap forward? Where's our revolution in Madden? Is it just the cycle where they can't do it? They don't invest enough or what?
It's just something they don't invest enough and don't have any desire to invest. Like, it's... I think they're just cool with what it is right now because basically the game is different than it was last year, so that they can tout that because the abilities kind of game change everything right now. So they did put in the time to make the game not play the same as last year, but like, did they do enough time of testing all this stuff? You know, that's the question that we should be asking because it seems like they didn't do an extensive amount of research on this stuff.
Sometimes they even know bugs, but you got to ship it anyways because the date's here, right?
I mean, yeah, that's
like we'll pick it up in a patch.
People want the game pushed back to like September, but I don't think it's going to help anything. I'm cool playing right now, kind of figuring things out. I'd rather have the game kind of polished later down the line than like get, because we're still going to find bugs anyway. So I'd rather find it early than later on.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Somebody says the reason, so Tavin says if you come out in man and zone someone out, they flip the play, they make someone else do that zone. And they take the guy you put in zone originally on something random. He says that's one of that's the reason why that like missing the guy just kind of screws out in zones.
Gotcha. So I never come out in man. If I come out in zone, then they do something, and my guy decides to go someplace else. I don't run man. Yeah. I don't run man at all. I play fucking just hit stick football, bro. That's all I play. I'm gonna force a fumble eventually.
Yeah, I mean that's not a bad. And then stop him on the goal line if you can't force a fumble. That's right?
Either you get three or you get. I'm giving up three, bro. Threes are for sale, man. Like, if you want. Yeah.
You and then you're going to look for turnover.
Basically, yeah. You can have your...
That ain't a bad... So you have fully loaded out with hit power on your defense then?
Yeah, basically. I know I'm going to score. I know I'm going to... That's why linebackers out there, because they're bigger.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. All right. A guy running a nice what'd you call it? He ran a nice... What formation is this? A really, like... What do you call it? Pistol formation, the pistols trips formation. Nice little concept.
The bunch or the trips?
Bunch. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's just been meta since like 15.
Put my ass, bro. I beat him up, but like, you know. I'm trying to find his clip, bro. It's so hard. Because Twitch doesn't let you scrub. You just gotta fucking click till you fucking know what's going on.
Alright, I gotta take a piss. You hold the you keep talking about that gameplay or whatever for 30 seconds. Be right back.
Alright. Hello, chats. How y'all doing on this lovely day? Fox, what to go? I'm gonna go ahead and entertain you guys with the dulcet tone voices of Texas. We're gonna talk about how it's a good text message right now. Good text message right here, right? Earlier today, I went to go get a spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes, right? I was hungry, but the line was wrapped around a building of cars. I'm like, I'm not about to go to Popeyes and wait in line for like 39 hours for some chicken sandwich. So I said, I'm gonna go home and Postmates this, bro, because I'm bad and bougie. So I went home, I ordered it. I literally left Popeyes just to go home and order the damn chicken sandwich. And then I'm waiting here to do the podcast, and I get a text message from the person picking up my food saying they're out of spicy chicken sandwich, but you're in luck. They still got regular chicken sandwich. I'm like, all right, whatever. We're going to get this regular chicken sandwich because whatever. We want to get it anyway. We want to see if the hype's going on with the sandwich. And I get a text message saying it's going to be a 20-minute wait. I'm like, bet. I'll be eating pretty soon. Get another text message about 15 minutes later, like, yo, they out of chicken sandwiches. So now I'm over here hungry and mad because, like, I don't know what to do for lunch right now because I could have got lunch when I was out earlier, but I wanted that chicken sandwich, but Popeye's got a spicy chicken, so here we are. It's a bad look.
So you went right back to Popeye's, huh?
It's a bad look. It's a bad look.
I got you. All right, so let me hear your thoughts on flashback veterans and heavyweights and what their overalls are, how much they cost, all that jazz.
My thoughts on them are... Some of them are good, right? The veterans are really bad, man. That's like the worst thing. Right? They're like the worst cars in the game, it feels like. Like, the only saving grace is that they use them for a theme team. I feel like EA put a lot of effort into, like, theme teams this year, even though it's, like, a year too late. Like, they nerfed theme teams in terms of what you get for speed-wise. I'm glad they put the veterans there so you can – that could have been something they did last year in terms of just giving us cards that were top-end that could have been used on anybody's team besides being powered up. They thought – well, it's a well-thought-out concept, but the players just aren't usable.
Yeah. I have a huge problem with
the training aspect
being where they are. Both.
Let's hear this out.
So, like, the reroll set just isn't worth it for any of these cards. It's embarrassingly expensive and not worth it for, like, what you can get out of it and sell. Like, remember the old reroll sets, how good they were? We've talked about this before. And these just aren't good. So, besides for that, these cards aren't usable on any type of head-to-head, like, viable team, right? So, like, a lot of people are like, oh, these are cards for us lower-end teams. And here's the thing. Cards for lower-end teams also can be cards that used to be there for high-end teams. Like, you basically cut out a portion of your player base by making these cards pathetic. You basically take them out from me. Like I want not just Steve Young, not just a couple players that you're going to see every single game at each position. Like, I think these cards should be, like, 88 to 89 overalls. Maybe not the top of their position, but definitely competitively viable. So that way we see a more variety of teams online. Instead, right now, if you go ahead and throw out one of the veterans in your lineup, that's a massive hole there, right? If you're trying to play in, like, top-end weekend league, get those kind of rewards. And then, like, later on down the road, a month later, when people would be picking up these cards, that's still content for their team. Do players that have bad teams care about day one content for their teams? I would argue they just care about content for their teams, and new content and acquiring cards is kind of like the grind going up. So, like, they don't really need that thing. Like, buying a card on day one isn't that smart for them anyways. It's only, like, kind of like the idiots like myself that really do that. So, like, they're going to wait on these cards anyways until they go down in price, because usually it's a couple weeks after they go out where they kind of settle down to the right price. So, for the players that are still building their team up, in a month or so, 2 months, when these 88s are more in their range, that's new content for them anyways. They don't need an 84 to 85 to add to their team because they already have, like, they've already got cards like that. I don't know. That's what I think. I think it needs to be more viable to top-end teams.
Yeah, there should be cards you want to use, not cards you pick up for a theme team. Like these are cards that are literally bad on purpose because they can just be bad. Like, who's that safety music guy? Was it Tremont Williams? That card is really bad. There's better 84 overall cards in this game that are, like, stacked in one end or the other, but just, like, that can at least do something. So it just seems like The veterans are just terrible. The flashbacks, I don't mind some of them. Like, I wish we got like really good ones. Like the Derrick Henry guy, it's not a bad budget bruising running back that you can get out here. But then we get guys like Cameron Hayward for the what's that shit called? The heavyweights, which is just like, no, this card's way too slow, doesn't have anything great on him. So they should probably treat those cards kind of like they treat Mud Heroes, I would assume, just give them something they're good at. So that way you can at least get like a budget like pass rusher or a budget run stuffer, but not just kind of give us stats that are good, but like just not even good. Give us stats that are just mediocre for the most part.
Yeah. Fred Zulo said, Fox, they did that to you. They did that reroll set to you because of you. The economist sent you a personal message by killing the reroll set. You figured out how to make a profit from him. EA got mad and said, okay, fuck that. Here you go, Fox. Lol. Yeah. It's tragic that it's so useless. It's tragic that you have to, like, you know, take an L with the reroll sets, but whatever. You know, they figured it out. Like, we knew this was coming. They were getting better with it every single time they put out those reroll sets. Colonel Dean says, talk about the no huddle shit where time runs out off the guy. Yeah, Mutt's got like, people can no huddle the line in like 2 seconds. It's frustrating as hell. Mm-hmm. I think no huddle, I would agree that needs to be looked at quite a bit by the balance team. Govox of Texas, how do you feel about power-ups this year? I feel like they still shorted a lot of players. Texas, what's your feeling on power-ups? I know you're huge into them. I powered up quite a few players myself. Your feelings on?
So my main thing about power-ups, I'm mad that they kind of didn't, they didn't really make them necessary this year, which it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing, right? Power-ups, only the power-up cards this year is for two reasons. One, if you want to add sprinter to them or change their team chemistry, which is basically just adding chems to them. Or two, if they get to a certain ability. So like Power Gun Michael Strahan makes sense because he gets 90 finesse move, I believe is what he has on there. Maybe whatever, 90 finesse or power move, which then he can get that mean power specialist, finesse specialist. So it makes a lot of sense. And most of the cards, like Aaron Donald, you're just powering up just to power up because there's no reason to. He's not going to play better than his 88 overall. 89 is going to be exactly the same because he doesn't get any glitchy abilities on him. So I feel like because they made it easier to kind of get these abilities on regular cards to help those that don't want to power them up. Power-ups are kind of, they got nerfed this year. So don't worry about power-ups at all unless you want to keep that person or if he gets a glitchy ability. That's my take on it.
Yeah, that's a fair take. It's something I agree with, and I'm not going to say anything. It's like, yeah, disappointing that power-ups can no longer be added into sets and stuff. But in the end, I don't think they ever really intended it that way. So it sucks. I hate it. They made them less useful this year. And overall, I think power-ups long-term aren't very, like, viable or great because we a lot of these cards are starting to get to those numbers, and you just put on the chemistries without the power-up needed. But you're right. Further on down the line, I guess, they will be balanced out more by being able to put Brawler and Sprinter on them. So maybe there will be more of a demand of them down the road when everybody tries to get, like, the extra 2 speed on their team because how important that is. If you have 3 wide receivers that have slant specialists, and one of those wide receivers are your X factors, the other 2 receivers get slant specialist. It's only the player you guys have activated that gets any abilities activated. The other 2 will not have slant specialist. Mm-hmm. My Matt Burke didn't show any blitzers. Do you have them activated?
Yep.
And powered up.
I think it's only a third. Yeah, you have to have it powered up and have the ability bought. You think you just put Matt Burke out there? That's not how that works. That'd be kind of glitchy, though. We're past the year, though, because they'd be doing a lot of mistakes.
Hey, what do you think of the limited time Bo? He's 2 million coins. Somebody asked how much we expect him to be at the end of the weekend, and then like, what do you think overall the 10-year promo and the expectations the community had for it?
He'll probably be that price for a while because he's the best halfback in the game in terms of what like. I'm really upset that his 90 overall doesn't get like, or just power doesn't get like jukebox though, because that card would be ridiculous. They kind of nerfed that purposely. But it'll probably be like, what's he at right? Yeah, 2 million right now, so he'd probably be around like same price, because I mean, look at the SIG cards. A lot of like Eddie Jackson is still like 1.5 mil. Like, the limited times are just not coming out of packs as fast as like, or as much as you want to with the lower quick sale value. But the 10-year program, I'm cool with it. It's really dope, but it's basically just a repackaged what Madden 19 Legends grind solo promo.
Yeah,
just a repackage.
I would say that's accurate. Like, yeah. And it's not giving us any more content. It's giving us the same limited time card as content, right?
Yes, yeah, but you basically all it is like you get a really good top end card earlier than you're usually getting them, because EA usually gives us those top end cards at the end of the year. Nobody's playing the game just as loyalty. So like now it's great because you can get Bo Jackson or maybe a Randy Moss or a Michael Vick. by October, whereas last year you would have not even had the opportunity to get any of those players unless you were spending a lot of money or coin.
Yeah, I mean, you get one Nat free. That's true. That's really nice. Like, here's the thing. Do you think EA is oftentimes their own worst enemy because of their marketing and they try to get us hyped for every little thing, and sometimes it pays off. Other times we see what the program is and we're disappointed. That's why I think there was a lot of people that were like angry on Twitter. I always wake up late, so I'm never, unfortunately, a part of the attack mob on a lot of things. But there were some people that are like notorious, hate everything EA does, and they were totally pro this promo. Why do you think because we have our expectations when it's like going to a restaurant and the restaurant says we'll be 30 minutes until we can seat you, then 45 minutes later you still haven't been seated. That's frustrating, isn't it? That doesn't meet expectations. So should EA communicate more of what this is up front instead of just putting out like this teaser image of like these old time guys? Because like when it first came out, we're like, oh my god, Madden 10, they could be adding like, I don't know, 10 cards over 10 days instead, or like old lead, like they could do, it could be a cover athlete promo, so maybe potentially Troy Polamalu. So like, I think expectations were set pretty sky high for this promo, and then to realize it takes 10 weeks for us to do solos to get one of the Nat cards Nat, it's frustrating for people.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm not going to be like here disparaging people for being upset, because everybody's trying to like, you should not complain about this. I'm like, the thing about it is, it's not, nobody likes waiting for anything. Like, if they could have just announced this and been cool with it, but like, you're teasing something and saying you get it in 10 weeks. It's like, as just general concept, you want your kids, like that's like it's a weird goal, right? Like, usually if you want something to be like, you just announce it, good to go, and everything is cool, like a little goal at the end of the day. But I don't know why they hyped it up as much as they not only had nobody put that package out saying we're celebrating 2 years of mud, and the only celebration is you just get a dope card from one of these games in 10 weeks. Like, it could just been a regular ass announcement. You didn't have to put a graphic out or nothing. Like, you think if you celebrate 10 years of love, you might get like something special, like maybe like some happy hours where fucking points are cheaper, or we do something else where we get like actual like old Madden modes that we haven't played, like right, maybe like Draft Duels comes back, just something along the lines like that. But the terms of just what they decided to do was just, hey, play solo for 10 weeks and get yourself a 91 limited time. And if you want to pull packs, now the best day to pull packs is Friday because you get limited time, double action.
Yep. So Friday's the pack pull day. So yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not so much a celebration; it's just another like skin on our promos. Like it's the same shit. Mm-hmm. Just limited time cards, just fancy shit, right? It's like freeze cards, like ghost cards, right? It's like the old time card art. That's all we're getting.
That's all we got. The Bo Jackson old time card art. I don't even know.
I mean, it says it's Madden 15.
Okay, but like they reuse a lot of the same images though. So like, is it really like? Oh, yeah. Is it the same image? But it's not the same card art. Now, if the Bo Jackson came out with the Madden 15 card, I'd be kind of like the actual like borders and shit. The cards look like a Madden 15. It's kind of fire.
So yeah, that would be kind of cool. So like, somebody said, I thought it was going to be Bo at every position again. And I said, lol. Because like, let's go ahead and guess each one of the positions, who we think they're going to be. All right, safety. Who's going to be the Mutt 10 token, or who's going to be Mutt 10 safety? Triple, call it out.
Paul Molo was on the cover, wasn't he, that year?
Yeah.
Was Paul Molo?
Paul Molo.
Was he on 10?
You're gonna call him down?
Yeah, is he Paul?
I'm going to say Sean Taylor.
If it's not Paul Molo, bro, what's the point?
Truly. I agree.
Like, he's on the fucking cover. All right, what else? All right, what do you think? You think
Sean, all right, Taylor? I said Sean Taylor. Linebacker, I'm going to go Ray Lewis. Who are you taking?
What year is this? Oh, does it matter what year? I'm going to go Patrick Willis.
I don't think it doesn't say what year is on, yeah, it. Does it?
It's probably going to be Ray Lewis because he's a Mutt staple at this point, but I'm going to go Patrick Willis to be different.
All right, that'd be cool. Defensive line, who you got?
It's me and Joe Green. It's the same fucking legends you always get, right? Me and Joe Green. we're not gonna get like a Chris Jenkins, or I'm trying to think of, like another like great
Julius guy, Peppers,
more Saps
defensive
trouble.
End,
more Saps in trouble. It's not gonna happen. Defensive end,
yeah, we'll go Peppers defensive end. That's my guess.
Peppers, that'd be kind of fire.
All right, cornerback
Champ Bailey. He's already in the game, isn't he? Is he in again?
Yeah,
Champ in
again? So, no, Ty Law is the cat that does it. I don't think Champ's yet. Yeah, you're gonna go Champ. All right, my cornerback will be Deion Sanders.
Okay.
All right. Who do you think is a wild card is going to be?
Wild card? OOP player, right? One would assume. Maybe opposition player. Donald Penn. Madden 25, right. Donald Penn.
I'm going to go Sandcastle.
That's your wild card, Leon Sandcastle. Yep. So you got Dion and Leon Sandcastle being in a part of this.
It's gonna go Dion in every position now. Yeah.
Tight end man across the board when his card comes out.
Hell yeah. Who you got tight end?
Tight end. We already got Winslow, right? Gronk, just because best tight end of all time.
Okay, I'll go Tony Gonzalez because recycled.
Yep, true.
Quarterback, Vic.
Vic.
Yeah. Offensive line.
Vic. I'm trying to think of the quarterback could possibly be. It could be Michael Vic, or it could be Vic on the Eagles, it could be Vic on the Jets, it could be Vic on the Steelers. It's going to be a Vic.
It's going to be Ron Mexico.
It'll be Vic at the end of the episode of Atlanta, raise people to street for money. It's going to be that's nonsense.
That was funny. Yeah. Nah. Who you got in the offensive line, dude?
Joe
Thomas? Yeah.
No, Joe Thomas would probably be like Steve Hutchinson or something.
Yeah. Recycled.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a week we're not really gonna pull a lot of packs for. All right, wide receiver. Is it Moss?
Moss or Calvin's one of those two, but it's probably either one of those two.
Yeah. Tim Tebow. All right, so
see, now this probably would be kind of cool if it was like legends that we didn't expect, right? Like guys that we didn't think they had like rights to, but these are players you already get every year. If that's the case, hopefully it surprises, man. Hopefully it comes out not just these players we have had before. I want players we have not seen. I mean, that's what the theme builders were exactly. Theme diamonds, should say. So maybe we can get some like top end, like legit Hall of Famers that are cards we already have had played with.
That would be pretty neat. I mean, there's so many old football players out there. I know how much you hate legends, so I guess I don't know why you're fighting.
I don't hate legends. I hate they don't put the time to make these legends feel special.
Yeah, to make them feel individualistic.
Yeah, like, dog, it's how easy is it? Deion Sanders does his fucking, he's the only legend in this game that seems like it is like his dirt, what do you call it? His prime dance or prime time dance. Like, just give LT, when he goes to touchdown, his fucking auto, he should automatically just flip the ball automatically.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be kind of neat to get the signature celebrations, but like, you're right. It would be more individualistic. Like, does 2K do stuff like that?
Yeah, 2K has, but you can same thing with the thumbstick as well. Like, LeBron has his reloaded animation where he loads his gun, cocks it, and holsters it. Like, you can do that. You can put that on. LeBron has that on it. You can trigger that as well. D'Angelo Russell has his ice in his veins whenever he fucking scores a touch. Like, he has a game-winning bucket. So, like, they have all that in 2K. Yeah. So two, and 2K has cool. like not as many players in the NFL, obviously, but I feel like the special legends should be the ones that have those special animations and those special signature celebrations. That so when you actually get into Madden Ultimate Team and use John Randall and watch when he sacks the quarterback, he does his urination. Like, he's pee on quarterbacks, bro.
Like, does he really?
He can't do that.
He going to quarterback. I didn't realize he did that.
His leg up and like he peed on him and fucking get up. Remember
Who do
that?
You think the modern strong safety will be?
Yeah. Thanks for subbing, Trevnado. We just went through the Mutt 10 QB strong safety. QB, I think it's Vic, strong safety. I think we went safety. I said Sean Taylor. He said Palomalu. The Marshawn Lynch crotch grab. That'd be kind of cool. All right. So, with all that, hopefully more details come out and they kind of add more personalization to each card. Because I know a lot of people have been fighting for years for, like, equipment on players being accurate to what they actually wear. Like Kamara's arm brace was huge a couple years ago. So yeah, I mean it just kind of dives us further into the game of like it's we're playing like the NFL sport. And like 2K does well making their game feel special, making their players feel special, where Mud it just feels like we're playing with a combination of stats a lot of times, and there isn't anything like unique or interesting about this one card outside of maybe they carry the ball with one hand on the running animation. But we'll see. Maybe they bring out special animations for cards later or abilities for cards. I think that'd be kind of neat. But that's last thing before we sign off. The first month of Mutt and Madden, give your impressions. Like, is this off to a good start? Are you excited for the coming promos and the coming months ahead of us?
I'm excited for just – I don't even care about the promos, bro. I'm just excited until we get – I just want to see I don't even know what I'm excited for. I think I'm pretty much like my assignment might be kind of tapered off, bro. I think my assignment peaked with Steve Young. They can't top that.
That is basically it. Huh?
Like, I don't think they can top that. Like, what are you going to drop? Card wise, ability wise, better than Steve Young.
Say that again. Sorry, I got a donation from a salty Dolphin asking for my bobs and vagine and feet. Thanks, Dolphin.
No, I was saying like I think my assignment peaked with like Steve Young, but like what can they drop now that's gonna like be better than Steve Young in terms of like gameplay, like excitement? Because Bo Jackson was fun, but he wasn't Steve Young fun.
Yeah, I mean when you make an ability that basically maxes out a card speed. It's really hard to do anything better than that.
Like I think I might be on the I might be in that uncanny valley you're talking about like right like soon. I think I might peak. I might be going down right now because like in terms of my fun rating, because I don't think they're gonna drop a quarterback. Like next quarterback is gonna be fucking cement footed out here playing like he got thrown into the ocean like he owed a mafia some money, and I'm gonna be out here just like why would I use this car because Steve Young is it. So like I think my excitement's good for right now, man. We got the same shit we got so far. Packs have been terrible still. Like you got legend fan packs are bad. Like so I think my excitement peaked with Steve Young. I don't know. How do you feel? How do you feel about like your 1 month of Madden?
You know, I always say the first month of Madden is always the best. Yeah. I know we got a lot of promos and stuff coming. Those are always a blast to participate in. But like, you're not wrong. Like, have we lived through the good times? We lived through the good times and complained about Pinch Buck O and the 3-man abilities on the defensive line. And then like now we got Steve Young who maxed it out. Like, it's tough to say where they go from here. Obviously, they could add new abilities. We've seen them already add abilities. They'll add some stuff to playbooks. Like, are we just waiting for like patches to like kind of like this live service game to make it different? Like I think what I'm most excited for it, and why hype hasn't peaked itself, I'm excited for like house rules. Hopefully they don't do the shit like they did last week, just recycle them from last year.
I was like,
and
really?
Then
we're gonna get the same shit from last year. And it went 1 week, bro. It went 1 week with something different.
1 week of new things.
It's like same shit.
Yeah. So hopefully they won't recycle too many house rules again. And then, because they said they were saving the good ones for this year. And I was like, really? What do you say? Okay, but maybe it'll be like one new, one old, one new, one old. Keep going back and forth every other week. So that way they don't have to put that much work. They can put in half the amount of work for giving us innovative game mode. But here's the thing. There's another game mode coming out that the creative director said that they're going to hope to patch in after the game. So they definitely have things ready and they're kind of like working on it still as a part of Madden. Like we saw with the double team feature come out. We'll see with whatever new game mode is. So I'm excited to see what that is. That's about it. Like, once we see that new game mode, I really hope that is quite a blast to play. I'm excited for that.
I mean, I'm not gonna be excited until it comes out because I mean, EA kind of hype stuff up as we saw with the 10-year program. It's just the same shit we've done before. They don't really do a good job of like selling stuff, right? They don't really do a good job of like getting you.
I think they do a great job at selling stuff, not a good enough job putting stuff.
Executing it. Yeah. The execution game is just on par as like the Cleveland Browns season will be this year.
Lol. Shots fired. I love it.
Yeah.
Somebody said I like the overtime house rules. Yeah, we're not talking about the overtime house rules. We're talking about the first and 20.
That shit was broke too.
With 3 downs.
Bro,
yeah.
I don't even know how that shit. Did they test that? Like, how come I get the ball 25-yard line all of a sudden on the other end of the damn field?
That is kind of hilarious. How poor their.
I was so mad with the game. I'm not driving 25 yards against you. You got it, bro. I quit so many games. Like, all right, you got the win, bro. I'm not trying. You got it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like you don't want to tie up the game at all. Like, you just want to go for the win every single time, go for two. So we'll probably get that house rules again in what, a month?
Probably. I mean, when they were having content, bro, we might get that and might get another Steve Young at that point.
This will be young Steve.
Young Steve out here coming through with his nice little Skechers he got on his TV promo commercial.
Somebody says they need to extend. Do you think house rules should be extended longer than 2 days?
How cool 2 days for this one, like, because it wasn't that long. It wasn't like, what, 15 or 12 wins for your 87 overall, basically. It wasn't that bad. I feel like they should probably do more than just two, though. Like, I feel like house rules should also be something, like, on Mondays and Tuesdays and probably, like, on Fridays and Saturdays as well. So you can kind of do that with, like, stuff like Weekend League. Because not everybody wants to play Weekend League. People don't got time to play the game anyway. So I feel like they should have more stuff. This game should have more options, right? House rules should be in every fucking mode. Fucking Weekend League should be whatever it is. Just stuff in Draft Champions, stuff in fucking Salad. I should be having to have more stuff. That way we can kind of hit every fucking target audience, not just those that have good teams.
That would be ideal. Yeah. I like Weekend League is cool to me and everything. I never complete it, but yeah, I would rather them take out, like, I think if any game mode that they were going to drop, like, which game mode will you be okay with taking out? Because I think Weekend League, wait, hang on, don't know.
This year's Madden is more like arena football.
Yeah, I mean, with the abilities and stuff, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I'm not against the abilities. I'm just against overpowered concepts in games. So I want a balanced game. So if they can balance out the abilities, that's pretty nice. But like back to house rules, Weekend League. Like if they take out Weekend League, I think if they had to sacrifice anything, I would sacrifice that. Like it feels repetitive to just seasons. If they have good seasons rewards, then it's kind of like it's the same players that we're playing with. Maybe not as sweaty the first few games, but gets sweaty later. It is what it is. Tax, what do you think?
I wouldn't mind if they took Weekend League out, like it kind of like all snake back and forth, or maybe just change Weekend League up to where like they don't go based off of like Elo can still exist, but like maybe like they add a, like your user or your difficult your user score is also affected. It's so, like passing touchdowns count for more, so you can kind of change up the meta. Because I feel like we should have more fun in this game than we do. Because Weekend League is kind of starch and boring. And while I don't want it to go in a way of house rules, like with the ridiculousness of it, because I still want to be competitive. But let's just say maybe passing touchdowns will help you out in terms of placing higher in the leaderboards than just playing traditional.
Yeah.
Kind of just something different. But Weekend League probably needs to go down like at least like 20 games instead of doing 25.
Yeah.
Really, probably like 15. And then just fucking go from there.
Yeah, I can see that. Because, yeah, it's tough to get a lot of games on the weekend unless you're super hyper-focused on it. Tommy Deli, thanks for a sub in 15 months. Appreciate it, dude. Weekend League is the most competitive game and you get great rewards. Why would you take it out? I'm saying if I had to take out something, I'd take it out. Somebody else said to take out salary cap. Yeah, I guess salary cap technically is probably played the least. Mm. But, like, EA really wants to go hard with competitive for some reason in a non-competitive game. You're right. By population, I think salary cap is the least. That's a fair point.
Yeah, salary cap is definitely the least. But it can also be the most if they just put stuff over there, right? Just put house rules over there. Put a weekend league over there. Like, just do something different. Do a weekend league.
Yeah,
people will play the mode if you tell people to go play it. If there was a reward that gave you, just gave top 200 people in salary cap for the week, like a 90 overall legend, they're going to play salary cap.
Incentivize people to play. If they boost the rewards.
Yeah, just,
the rewards aren't bad for salary
cap. They're not at all, but like they should.
But like the rewards for salary cap is winning $1 million, isn't it? Isn't the competitive rewards?
Is it? I mean, only if you don't promote coins.
Yeah, obviously. They don't want you to take their money away. The only reason they're doing competitive is because they think they can get money out of promoting their game through competitive. Like, so if you're taking money from them, they're not gonna pay you.
That's true. That is true. They're gonna bite you down. They're gonna bang you like they did Sav. Just embarrass you. But they also embarrass themselves because they show that EA doesn't vet nothing because that shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Yeah. Off the bench says, if I had to take something out, it would be Gut Fox and it would be a steak dinner. They should bring back the mini games like they had in 2002, where it was a rushing game with pads on. If you want women to score, that mode is awesome. Don't they have that in the Gauntlet? Like, isn't the Gauntlet all those mini games and shit?
I don't know the Gauntlet. The Gauntlet was a dumb thing. I don't know what the hell. It's just something that they worked on that I never touched.
Yeah.
I never touched.
Fair enough. Well, I've pulled like 500,000 coins worth of Get a Gold Player pack, hoping to get myself a bow. Yeah, no luck. I got absolutely shafted.
He's coming up next. Well, just keep pulling, bro. Keep pulling.
All right, just keep pulling.
Too many coins. We got to keep pulling.
Too many coins left. Instead of buying, I'll just pull them.
Yeah, that's how that works, bro.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it, yeah.
salary cap is good for people that don't buy packs and work a 9-to-5. Yeah, salary cap, wait until, like, the competitive season is in salary cap. Then you'll see, like, it just gets super sweaty. I don't know about good for people that don't play the game a lot. It's kind of crazy at that point. Like, yeah, you'll hate the game. Yeah, you're going to get fucking Shrek.
Yeah, once you once everybody gets over their stuff with the teams. Right now, you're just playing people who are playing casually, so you're probably having a good time. But once people start going serious, I think the competitive season right now is over in red teams, right? Which is just going to be Cowboy versus Cowboys. Yeah. It's just going to be hilarious because the game's so stupid.
Nothing but stiff
arms. Cowboys versus Cowboy because of armbar.
Yeah. All right, so I think that's it for the podcast text. Any last word? Any text message for us this week?
My text message was my Popeye story, and now I gotta go find something to eat. But hey, Popeye's not having any spicy chicken. Gave me a $5 credit on my account, which I already got minus $6 credit. I got minus $11 off my next order for Postmates, so it's a win-win.
Well, that sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm about to get some wings out here. What's your favorite wing flavor, Fox?
I'm a fan of classic buffalo.
Classic buffalo. All right, I'm gonna get some classic buffalo wings.
Bet. Yeah. What about you?
Wait, did you say eat a dick? Why do you have an unlimited, fully powered God squats?
Who said eat a dick?
You did.
Fox?
You did.
No.
I thought you said those.
I was like, what did I say eat a dick? I'd be speaking terribly, but I don't have to say that.
Oh, okay.
I can't even.
Area 51 says he wants an unlimited, fully powered Mutt God Squads tourney. That would be, I don't know. EA wants pay to win, but not that pay to win, maybe. That's what Rex said on our podcast when we asked him that same question. But Rex no longer works there, so maybe we'll get it someday. Fredzilla says Popeyes is going to ruin your gym progress. Tex, are you still working out?
Yeah, I work out every day. I'm trying to ruin my gym progress, though, by eating a delicious chicken sandwich, bro. If I fucking blow up and die, I'll take that. That sandwich is that good. I'll take that. Everybody talking. That sandwich has been sold out for like months, it feels like. It's been out for 3 weeks. Not even like a week. A week, it feels like. It's been crazy.
Yeah, that's the power of social media. It made that shit blow up in popularity. That's crazy. I've never seen something like that. Like, Popeye's introducing a chicken sandwich, and like I see it everywhere, like on Twitter, and everybody's making memes about it. Yeah. That's the power of the meme, huh?
I was about to post my screenshot of me of me getting my text message saying shit's been canceled. I'm so hungry. I gotta order some food.
All right, take it easy, Tex.
Thank you, Fox and Pocket. Thank you guys in the chat. It's hashtag fuck Pat Tillman. Since that's apparently the position I took.
All right, yeah. Stop before you get any deeper, Tex. Stop digging that grave,
man. I'm not thinking a shirt with that hashtag on it, bro. It's what it is. We're gonna go full heel here. This is a joke for only like people who are in the street. Why is he wearing his shirt? But yeah.
Fuck that. I don't think you're gonna garner a lot of fans through that hashtag. I'll just say that. That is quite unpopular. That's like saying fuck children in hospital or something. Just pull the plug.
Hey man, real leadership risks unpopularity. Just so you know.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, you get your band of followers, you can do anything with them, right?
Hashtag FPT, so they don't know what's going on there.
Yes, so that way you have a cover, right? FPT, I like it. There it is.
Shout out.
We're done. With that, we're done pulling these stupid packs. Wasted so many fucking coins today and came up nothing richer for it. Bunch of gold, sadly.
We get richer in knowledge, and I will see you guys later, man. Thanks, Fox. Thank you, guys.
All right, take it easy, X. See ya.